This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The day after another night of urban street violence in the United States, a lot of people are asking what comes next. Many fear the answer is more of the same. It began with the outrage over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis early this week. The 46-year-old black man died after being pinned down by a white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck, even though he was handcuffed on the ground. A video widely seen on social media appeared to clearly show that Floyd presented no threat and was begging for air. Officer Derek Chauvin was fired and now has been charged with murder. The three officers who seemingly did nothing to stop him and who have also been fired are being investigated. Public officials are sounding alarm over the course of events over the past four nights. Meanwhile, violence continued in Minneapolis, where an overnight curfew was ignored by thousands of demonstrators, and fires erupted across the city's south side. With firefighters reluctant to enter unsafe areas, flames burned for hours. There were some reports of gunfire directed at police, though the shots apparently went astray. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he is fully mobilizing his state's National Guard, that to this point, he's had too little manpower. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says there's been an influx of outsiders coming into the city, determined to cause trouble, and that, he said, is not acceptable. The mayor told a news conference what's happening now in Minneapolis is no longer about protesting, but rather about violence, and he said, quote, we need to make that stop. To that end, he promised the largest force in Minnesota history will be mobilized to help deal with the situation. The Pentagon has put military police units on standby for possible short-range, short-notice deployment to Minneapolis. The range request, the rare request, came from President Donald Trump. There were massive and often destructive street demonstrations in dozens of cities into the early morning hours. In Atlanta, Georgia, there is a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been called in. Echoing Jacob Frey in Minneapolis, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says what's happening in her city is not protest. She said it is chaos. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic continues this deadly march across the globe. The latest Johns Hopkins University numbers, just under 6 million COVID-19 cases and well over 365,000 deaths. The figures here in the U.S., 1.7 million infections and a fatality count approaching 103,000. India has reported another record-setting day, nearly 8,000 new virus cases and 265 deaths. An Air India flight en route to Moscow was recalled to New Delhi in midair after it was learned the pilot had tested positive for COVID-19. Set to further ease its lockdown, India has lost close to 5,000 lives to the pandemic, with 174,000 cases. China reported four new coronavirus cases today, all apparently brought in from outside the country. Germany has begun allowing company managers and their families to return to China aboard charter flights as multinational companies look to get their China-based operations up and running. South Korea says it's found 39 new COVID-19 cases traced to warehouse workers in Seoul. South Korea has kept its virus death toll to 269, widely seen as the result of quick action early in the pandemic with the key massive testing. New York City, once the epicenter of the pandemic, is getting set to reopen statewide on June 8th. That's rather the state of New York. Some areas of the state already are back in business in phase two of Governor Andrew Cuomo's blueprint. New York has lost nearly 30,000 lives to COVID-19. 67 deaths were reported today. In a 5-4 decision announced early this morning, the U.S. Supreme Court gave its support to California's pandemic rules that limit the size of religious services. The decision backs Governor Gavin Newsom, who says the rules are meant to stem the further spread of the virus. The court said that did not amount to unfair treatment for the San Diego church that brought the suit or other places of worship. A judge in the state of Utah has blocked a concert meant as a protest of coronavirus restrictions. County health officials had argued the event, expected to attract thousands, could worsen the pandemic. The decision came hours after Utah marked its largest single-day increase in coronavirus cases with 343. With no new infection spikes reported, Italy has given the go-ahead for the country's scheduled June 3rd reopening of interregional travel for Italians and other Europeans. President Trump says the U.S. is leaving the World Health Organization, arguing it is totally controlled by China. The move will deprive the WHO of its largest source of funding. Mr. Trump says the United States will redirect those dollars to other global public health needs, though he was not specific. No immediate reaction from the WHO. The labor situation in Europe is showing new signs of strain. There have been worker protests against planned layoffs by carmakers Nissan and Renault in Spain. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.